The following is another Classic Hits sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Mestel looking for a little pick, throws it into the corner, Sokolowski, she'll try a three, and Bailey answers with her second three of the ball game. 10 points for Sokolowski.
Today, it's live coverage of the GICC early season basketball tournament featuring the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Alex Lease. Lease pushes the ball up the floor. Left elbow, still dribble into the paint. Spin move, takes the lead, or fouled, and the shot goes. A chance for a three-point play for Alex Lease.
The Stars are coming off a state championship in volleyball and a one-loss football season, and are both rated in the preseason top 10. This weekend, they look to start another successful basketball season with a pair of wins. It's Kearney Catholic basketball coming up next. But first, with the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Randy Bushcutter for all the action right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Grand Island Central Catholic. A great matchup, the anticipated matchup that we thought we'd see in the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. A top five matchup in Class C1 girls action, as it will be third-ranked Sandy Creek taking on fifth-ranked Kearney Catholic in an early season showdown. These two teams will get a pretty darn good idea of how good their basketball teams are after the next 32 minutes of basketball or so here from Grand Island. Randy Bushcutter along with our engineer Jeff Babel. Glad you could join us for this top five matchup in girls basketball. And the boys' game shouldn't be too shabby either. Sandy Creek won last night fairly comfortably in a defensive struggle against Wood River, winning at 44-36. And Kearney Catholic had no problem last night with Lincoln Lutheran. And Kearney Catholic comes in rated number six in the state in Class C1 in boys basketball. So a top five matchup and an intriguing matchup on the boys' side. You would certainly say on the boys' game, Kearney Catholic would be a prohibitive favorite. But I'll tell you what, until you beat one of Russ Neinmeyer's teams, you haven't beat one of Russ Neinmeyer's teams. They are always going to be well coached. Of course, a lot of attention will be on Michaela Shaw, one of the best players in Class C1. In fact, one of the best players overall in the state. And so we're really looking forward to this top five matchup in girls basketball. We're a couple minutes away from the starters being announced here in Grand Island Central Catholic here on the court. So we'll step away for just a little bit, and we'll continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer, near you. We'll return and give you the starters. We come back right after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports. Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. Let's give you the starting lineup. And on the scoreboard and in the book, it will be Sandy Creek who will be the visiting team. And traditionally, we start with the visiting team first. So here for Sandy Creek, they are rated number three in the state. Their starting lineup will look like this. Connor Lowry is a 5'5 junior. She'll start with Taylor Heinrichs, 5'9 and just a sophomore. Morgan Dickinson, 5'11 and a junior. Michaela Shaw, 5'11 senior. She'll get a lot of attention, obviously. And Krista Johnson, 5'9", and a sophomore. That is the starting lineup for head coach Russ Neinmeyer, one of the winningest coaches in girls basketball history here in the state of Nebraska. For Kearney Catholic, they're rated number 5 in the state. They will be the home team today, so they'll wear their home white uniforms. And for them, the starters are Michaela Messel, a 5'6", senior. Allie Prasoski, 5'5", and a sophomore. Theron Baum, she is 6'1", and a senior. Bailey Sokolowski, 6'1", senior. And Megan Anderson, 6 foot tall, and a senior for head coach Rick Peach. And again, oftentimes Kearney Catholic has a bit of a size advantage by starting 6'1", 6'1", and 6 foot tall. But Sandy Creek, no slouch in there. Very athletic, tall kids there with Morgan Dickinson at 5'11", and of course, Michaela Shaw, 5'11", senior. So that height advantage pretty much mitigated here today for Kearney Catholic. Even though the Stars will be a little bit taller, Sandy Creek will do a lot of damage on the inside. They traditionally do. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. As we mentioned, the starters being announced right now, the Kearney Catholic starting lineup being introduced. As we mentioned, Sandy Creek, they'll be in their road red uniforms with the white numbers and trim, a little bit of black outline on the letters there as well. So Sandy Creek and the Stars, and both teams have their school nicknames on their front of their jerseys, and we're just about ready to get things underway here in Grand Island as Central Catholic hosting this early season tournament, and GICC made early exits out of the tournament in round one on Thursday as those two teams lost to Lincoln Lutheran. Kearney Catholic beat Lincoln Lutheran in a sweep yesterday in the boys and girls side. Sandy Creek got here because of they got a first round bye just like Kearney Catholic did, and they swept Wood River yesterday. The girls won 51-41, and the boys, we mentioned earlier, won 44-36. We're just about ready to get things underway here. Doing the jumping for Sandy Creek is going to be Michaela Shaw. Sokolowski will do the honors here for Kearney Catholic. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. As the tip will be controlled by Kearney Catholic, quickly they get up court. They get it in the hands of Baum. And Baum, off of a set inbounds, off of a set tip play, gets an early 2-0 lead here for Kearney Catholic. Stars will try to trap here a little bit. And Shaw is able to get it up ahead to Lowry. Lowry's going to drive a little runner in the lane, and she'll score. So both teams with one possession, both teams going right into the heart of the other team's defense and scoring a bucket. On the right wing with Danalis Prasoski, the Cougars going a little zone here. Theron Baum has the ball stripped by Shaw. Shaw with the steal. Here comes Shaw on the run, a little floater in the lane, a little bit short, gets her own rebound. She'll take it off glass again, and she's not going to miss twice in a row. She gets the bucket to fall, and the first lead of the game here for the Cougars. They lead it 4-2. On the right side, lob pass by Prasoski, trying to get it to Theron Baum, and Baum had it tipped away, but it went off the side of her head after it was tipped, and she's kind of moving her jaw around a little bit, trying to get those teeth to not feel quite so uncomfortable right now. And she's a little banged up, and the coaching staff is asking how she's doing, and she nods her head that she's going to be okay. And by the way, they had to track down the ball. It rolled under the court a little bit. And she's going to come out of the game is Theron Baum. She'll come out. Shayla Connor is going to come in, so a little bit smaller lineup here for Kearney Catholic. Tossing in is going to be Morgan Dickinson. And Dixon is able to get it into the hands of Michaela Shaw. And Shaw lost the ball out of bounds. Great double team by Mestel and Prasoski forces Sandy Creek into their first turnover of the game. Well, I hope the rest of the other 32 minutes are as entertaining as the first one is here, because these two teams playing great defense and going right after each other offensively. Again, both playing a little bit of a zone here. Kearney Catholic skips over the top of the zone, gets it to Prasoski. Her long jumper is no good. Good look at the basket, but Krista Johnson pulls down the rebound. Long pass out for Shaw. Shaw, good body control in the lane. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it back out, and now she's got it on the baseline. Falling, she somehow gets it to Dixon. Dixon loses it, but into the hands of Shaw. Shaw dribbles. It has it stripped away by Connor. So that'll be a turnover here on Sandy Creek. Gives the chance for the Stars to tie things up here. Driving is going to be Mestel on the right wing after she got the handoff. She missed the shot and then grabbed the rebound, but so did a couple other Cougars. Alternating possession will give Sandy Creek the basketball here. And neither Russ Neinmeier or Rick Petrie has sat down yet since the beginning of this ball game. Errant pass as Lowry was streaking down the right sideline, and throwing it a little bit behind her was Michaela Shaw. So that'll be the third turnover on the Cougars. And Sandy Creek's going to call a quick little timeout here. They call timeout. We'll take it with them. They lead it 4-2 in the early stages of the basketball game against Kearney Catholic. We're back right after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Well, Coach Neinmeier, not happy with how his team right now is handling the pressure a little bit. So he kind of slows the game down a little bit, uses his first 30-second timeout. Stars have the basketball. Prosowski brings in the offensive lane. And Heinrichs, great pressure on Prosowski as they slip to a man-to-man. Bad pass, and it's intercepted by Lowry. They have to slow down a little bit. Now they work it up ahead, and a quick shot by Heinrichs, and Heinrichs is fouled. She's going to head line and shoot, too. And it looked like they were going to slow it down a little bit, but then that long cross-court pass from Dixon to Heinrichs, and it will send Heinrichs to the line because they ran right into the teeth of that Kearney Catholic defense. Heinrichs sends the first of two free throws. There was a couple of stars down there, and I didn't see who they gave it to, and they haven't put it on the scoreboard yet. Second free throw is good by Heinrichs as well, so that is going to be 2 points here for Heinrichs and a 6-2 lead here for Sandy Creek. We're going to have a little pushing foul that's going to be whistled on Connor Lowry. That'll be her first. And apparently we're not putting fouls on the scoreboard, so I'm going to have to be quick today to find out who those guys are. Prosowski on that right side, she's going to skip it. Quick pass inside by Connor, in for Morgan Anderson, and Anderson, the beneficiary of a nice pass there by Shayla Connor. That ball was in her hand for about a nanosecond, and that was all. Pressure put on Dixon. She's double-teamed. She gets it to Lowry. It's on the ground. Lowry has to call a timeout. She dived on the ball there and had to call a quick 30-second timeout. So they're going to use the quick 30 here with 5:22 to go in quarter number one. It's still 6-2. Sandy Creek still with the lead. 6-4. Sandy Creek with the lead, and we'll be back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, 4-6. Kearney Catholic trailing by a bucket. They nearly turnover by Sandy Creek, but they use one of their timeouts to maintain the possession. I like when that, I don't like it that it has to happen, but I like when teams do that because this possession is just as important as a possession late in the game. Lowry brings it in the offensive zone. They get it out for Dixon. Dixon throws it in the corner, and they're going to work it back around the perimeter. They skip it top of the circle here for Johnson. Johnson gives it on the left wing for Dixon. Dixon has it stripped away. Kearney Catholic forces another turnover. Long pass up ahead, and it's tipped away by Sandy Creek. Good hustle there by Dixon. After the turnover, she ran the floor very quickly as the Stars were trying to connect with Prosowski up court. And Dixon kind of ran that foot race. She won that foot race. Mestel's going to inbound it, give it to Anderson. Anderson's going to kick it out. Here's a three by Prosowski. Back the iron and no good. And Dixon pulls down the rebound. That was a good-looking set. Here's a dangerous pass up ahead. Shaw is able to dump it right back out to Johnson. Shaw wants it back on the baseline. Now she's going to post up at the high post here. She's still looking for the ball. Coming through there, and they're not finding her. And they'll give it off on the right side for Heinrichs. Heinrichs, dangerous pass, and now they're going to enter it inside, but it's too late. Nestle's there. She knocks the ball loose, and Sandy Creek turns the ball over for the fifth time. Now a pass up ahead, and Connor is going to be bumped. As the Stars are running the floor, she's going to be bumped hard by Morgan Dixon. And Dixon, that's going to be her first personal foul, second as a team. I don't know. Yeah, the second one was on Lowry. Sudi's going to check in here for Kearney Catholic. Inbounded for Sokolowski. She takes it from the top of the key, drives the lane, and she's able to hit a tough runner in the lane. Get those long arms over the top of the defender, laid it up and in. We're tied at six. And Shaw brings it in the offensive zone, now hands it off for Lowry, back to Shaw. Shaw's pass is tipped by Sokolowski and out of bounds. In the battle is going to be Riley Morris for Sandy Creek. She's going to come in. Dixon's going to check out. And Johnson will toss it in here after the ball was knocked out of bounds by Sokolowski. They give it for Lowry. Stars right now going zone, and it's a bad pass stolen away by Sokolowski. Sokolowski's going to drive, going to jump stop, and hit a shot that essentially was a layup. Nice jump stop there by Sokolowski because it was Lowry that had an angle on her, and when she jump stopped, Lowry ran right past her. So Morris having a little bit of trouble. That ball, that's over and back. Yeah, they're going to say that Kearney Catholic did not tip that pass, and so it was an errant pass from Riley Morris trying to connect with Lowry. And so that'll be another Sandy Creek turnover. Unofficially, I have Sandy Creek with six turnovers so far in the first half compared to two for Kearney Catholic. So Mestel will bring in the offensive zone. She's picked up there by Kylie Fike, who checked in, and the pass down low. That's going to be off the hands of Whitney Calling, and that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. 8-6 Stars, 3:34 to go, quarter number one. And Kearney Catholic going full court pressure here. Michaela Shaw, nice long pass up ahead. And Fike was going to throw it down low, saw that Sokolowski was there and going to intercept it. She tried to stop the pass, and she did, but she took an extra step, so that'll be a turnover. So she walked with it, but that's one of those forced errors by the Kearney Catholic defense. Mestel in the offensive zone. Nice double team there by the Cougars. They get it to Theron Baum, who checked back into the game. And Sokolowski on the dribble had the ball knocked loose by Fike. Sokolowski picks it up, and the pass on the right side is knocked away by Heinrichs and out of bounds. Nothing's easy. Nothing's easy. Either one of these two teams, both of them playing outstanding defense here in the early stages. I guess that's why they're both rated in the top five, huh? They inbounded in here for Calling. Calling from the elbow, trying to make a pass through. Was she fouled? Yep. She traveled, but they're going to say the push came first. She essentially was knocked to the ground. And that is going to be on Riley Morris. And so Kearney Catholic will inbound it to Sokolowski. She's got between the circles. Now entry pass in for Theron Baum. What a great pass by Mestel. And Baum essentially has a layup. So Stars with their biggest lead of the ball game. They lead it 10-6. A little bit less than 3 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Pressure being put on, but Shaw's got it and throws it up court for Johnson. She breaks the 10-second timeline with a nice, strong pass. And now between the circles is Riley Morris. Left wing to Fike. And they got it off on that left side for Heinrichs. Top of the circle here for Krista Johnson. Right wing, Fike. Fike, there's a little bit of a double team. Her pass is picked up near the half court by Krista Johnson. Johnson answer pass. It's a dangerous one, and it's intercepted by Mestel. Mestel's going to go in for a left-hand layup, and it's good. So Mestel, her first 2 points of the ball game, come off the eighth Sandy Creek turnover here in the first quarter. It's 12-6, and Kearney Catholic still pressuring. They're going to tie it up at worst down there. They force the tie-up as Morris had it down there, and Sokolowski and Calling both met right there and just got tapping at the ball, and they finally tied it up. Alternating possessions, it'll be Star basketball here. So that's not officially a turnover. At least I don't keep a track of it that way. But alternating possessions, we have the Stars the ball here. Entry pass down low for Theron Baum. A dangerous pass. And Studi trying to get it in there. Baum couldn't make the catch, but it was tipped away by one of the Cougars. Well, if you catch it, you got an easy bucket. If you don't catch it, then you might have get the ball back. On the inbounds, though, Theron Baum couldn't make the catch as Taylor Heinrichs was able to tip it, but then Baum was the last to tip it. So good defensive play there by Heinrichs, and that'll force a Kearney Catholic turnover. Long pass up ahead. Johnson's got it, and she has it knocked out of bounds right over the top of the Kearney Catholic bench. And so the basketball is going to belong to Sandy Creek here. They're going to keep possession of it. Morgan Dixon checks in the game, and she inbounds. They give it up left side for Fike. Fike double teamed, but she's giving it to Lowry. Lowry long pass and intercepted by Prosowski. Prosowski in the dribble, and she'll pop from 15 feet, no good. She shot over the top of three Cougars, but she had an open 15-footer, and Dixon pulls down the rebound. Long pass up ahead. Posowski is able to tip it off the shoulder of Fike and out of bounds. So that'll be another Sandy Creek turnover. Like later in the year, these two teams will get things going a little bit more comfortably offensively. But you can see just how good these two teams are going to be defensively already. Right wing, Therenbaum is going to skip it. Left wing for Sokolowski. She's at the free throw line, and she kind of lost her balance a little bit, and she ended up walking with it. Five turnovers on the Stars, 10 on Sandy Creek. Minute 16 to go. Still in the first quarter. Devin Calhoun's going to check in. And we've got a whistle. And that'll be a little hold whistled on Sokolowski as she was trying to make a steal on the inbounds. That's going to be her first foul. Connor checks in. She's going to help pressure. It's a dangerous pass, but the great hustle there by Shaw. She comes up with it, dribbles, kicks right wing for Calhoun. And we've got a hold away from the ball. Check that. I thought they called that on the pass. They're going to say that Connor actually committed the foul while Dixon was shooting. So Dixon's going to shoot two here, and the first one's no good. Second free throw, no good. Megan Anderson's going to snag the rebound here for the Stars. And up ahead comes Mestel. Long pass up ahead. Shayla Connor was wide open underneath. And about a 35-foot pass, and it was an easy bucket. Long pass here for Lowry. Lowry kicks in the corner for Heinrichs as they break that press. And now Mestel's going to knock the ball out of bounds with 39.8 to go here in the first quarter. It's 14-6, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Sandy Creek is going to inbound at the end of the Kearney Catholic bench, which means that's they're in their offensive zone here in the first quarter. And they get it to Shaw in the corner. She'll kick it out on the left wing. Long jumper, no good. Shaw gets the rebound. Shaw has her shot blocked, but Therenbaum is going to be called for the foul. Baum had great position there, but they're going to say that she came down on the arm. And Shaw, with only 2 points in the ball game, will probably fix that right here because she's a pretty good free throw shooter, and she does hit the first of two. That'll make it now 14-7 with 33.6 to go here in the first quarter. Been an entertaining first quarter, and these two teams have really done a nice job of playing some full court and three-quarter court pressure. Free throw, no good. High rebound is Dixon. Dixon has her shot blocked by Megan Anderson, though, but Dixon comes up with the loose ball, and she'll kick it off in the air. Shaw hangs. Shot no good. Shaw gets the rebound, and now she gets a little put back. There's just some athleticism by Michaela Shaw, and you see it. Pass down low by Mestel. She threw it over the top of a double team trying to get it to Prasoski, and Prasoski just kind of misinterpreted where that ball was going to go, and Kearney Catholic throws it away. It was a good pass, but Prasoski was going to go outside instead of running to the inside. On the dribble here is going to be Calhoun. Calhoun drives, penetrates, kicks, gets it intercepted. And then the long pass tipped down by the Cougars. So we swap turnovers. Sandy Creek has it. Point three, Shaw at the buzzer. It's a little bit late. And the shot is no good. And Mestel was afraid of committing a cheap foul there. So she jumped out of the way, ended up on the ground. Shaw helps her up. So the shot's off the mark. No foul called. And our score at the end of one quarter is 14-9 in favor of Kearney Catholic. We'll be back for the second quarter right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustis Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustis Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustis, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Inbounds pass stolen away by Mestel, and Mestel tries to throw it up ahead. Prosonsky, she has it intercepted by Lowry, so we swap turnovers here. Long pass up ahead for the Cougars. Shot altered by Sokolowski. It's no good. Rebounded by Sok, and here come the Stars in transition. Quickly, it's Mestel. Mestel kicks it to Prosonsky. Entry pass inside for Therenbaum. She takes it off glass, and Baum now with 6 points in the game, and it's now 16-9. Kearney Catholic with the lead. It doesn't take them long to make stuff happen here after the inbounds. We have a great defense turning it over on either end, and now Sandy Creek just throws it where the offensive player was not, and the, kind of an unforced there by Sandy Creek. And right now, both defenses, what they're doing is they're making the other team play maybe a little bit faster than they want to this early in the season. So Kalowski has it on the baseline. She's going to skip it out. Top of the key here for Prosowski. She gives it left wing for Mesto, who fires a three and hits the three. 10-point lead now for Kearney Catholic. They lead it 19-9. Heinrichs being double-teamed. Gives it to Lowry. Again, a pressure put on the ball, but Shaw dribbles through it. Gets in the offensive zone. Dixon gets it in the lane for Johnson. Johnson shot no good, but she was fouled. And that's going to be on Bailey Sokolowski. And that is her second. And she did a good job of having her hands up high, forcing the offensive player to shoot over the top of it, but then she brought him down, and that's what the coaching staff's talking to right now. There's no reason to bring your hands down, and Krista Johnson misses the first two free throws. A lot of times they call that even if there isn't much contact, and trust me, there was not a lot of contact on there. Johnson hits the second free throw, and it's now 19-10. Mestel in the offensive zone. Cougars right now are going to go man-to-man. They're changing their defense up a little bit. Little give and go. Mestel has it in the lane, and she missed the layup. Pulling down the rebound is going to be Shaw. That was a great set as Sokolowski got the ball, set a little screen, and let Mestel go out there. And we're going to call a jump ball here. The shot was blocked by Therenbaum. And Riley Moore is going to come in here for Sandy Creek. That was a great block there by Baum. She stayed up strong, did not bring those hands down. That was a jump ball. Nice job of officiating there. You blow the whistle, you get worried there. Long pass up ahead. Megan Anderson covered, so she'll kick it out. And now Mestel will fire the three. No good. Anderson comes up with it. Kicks it out for Prosowski. Her three is no good. And finally coming up with a rebound is going to be Shaw. Her fifth of the ball game. And the pass on that right side, saving it, is going to be Riley Morris. And somehow coming up with it is going to be Prosowski. Shaw tried to tie things up here, but Prosowski comes up with it. Now they'll give it off for Therenbaum. Baum's not a three-point shooter. She's going to kick it out left side. Entry pass tipped away into the hands of Prosowski. Almost stolen away there by Sandy Creek. And now Shaw will make the steal. And she'll pass it up ahead. A little give and go. A little two-on-one here. But Morris can't handle the pass. Gets it inside for Heinrichs. And that's blocked out of bounds by Baum. And that is going to be the second block of the game here by Therenbaum in the second and last minute or so. Kearney Catholic wants to call a timeout here. 5:33 to go here in quarter number two. 19-10 Stars. It'll be Sandy Creek inbounding underneath their own basket. We come back right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic High School, their new gym that, isn't that new. They've had it, three, 4 years now? And nice facility that they've got here. But I kind of like the old gym. It just had a flavor to it, didn't it? It just had that great, just in-your-face kind of flavor to it. Kind of miss that. Not a lot of environments like that anymore. always Grand Island Central Catholic puts a pretty good team on the court as well. A lot is expected of GICC this year in boys basketball as well. They were number 10 in the state until they lost to ninth-ranked Lincoln Lutheran in the first round of this tournament. And then Kearney Catholic had no problem with Lincoln Lutheran last night. That's why the boys will be in the championship game taking on Sandy Creek. So we have a Sandy Creek-Kearney Catholic doubleheader here. Right now the Cougars are down by 9 with 5:33 to go in girls basketball. They're going to inbound it, and they're going to get it in for Shaw. She makes the catch near midcourt. You can catch it anywhere you want to. It's not going to be over and back. And Riley Morris now gets it off on that right wing for Dixon. Dixon gets it in the lane for Shaw. Shaw jumper no good, and the rebound tipped by Sandy Creek, but off the back, bottom of the glass, and then out of bounds. So that'll be a team rebound here for the Stars. So the Kearney Catholic defense holds there. But not a bad look there by Shaw, but everything's been so hard, she's not in an offensive rhythm yet. There'll be a time that she's in a rhythm, I can guarantee it. Left wing with it in calling. She'll give it top of the circle for Theron Baum. Baum, strong drive, and that block out of bounds by Shaw. Maybe that's what'll start getting Michaela Shaw going. Been relatively quiet for her, by her standards. She has 5 of the 10 points here for Sandy Creek. Lob pass for Sokolowski. She's got top of the key, and it's stolen away by Shaw. Shaw with the steal. Shaw now with the layup, and it's going to be a foul on Sokolowski. And that'll be the third on Sokolowski. So Shaw's going to go line and shoot two. And checking in the game is going to be Kayla Shundoff here in just a moment. The free throw is up and good for Shaw. And I'm sure 44 is coming in for 33. Yep. So Kowalski will come out with those three personal fouls. Shaw's second free throw is on the way. Back the iron, no good. Theron Baum pulls down the rebound. And Baum will give it to Mestel. Mestel, long pass up ahead to Prosowski. Prosowski kicks it back out, top of the key for three. Here's Baum, and nice shooter's touch by Baum. She hit the front of the rim and rolls in. She does not even attempt a whole lot of threes, and that one she showed a little shooter's touch. Near midcourt, they double-team Heinrichs. Heinrichs handles it, gets it over to Shaw. Entry pass on the inside is going to be off the mark. Dixon tried to save it, but when she did, she bounced it on the baseline. That'll be another Sandy Creek turnover forced by that Kearney Catholic defense. Stars lead at 22-11, 4:31 to go here in quarter number two. But again, Sokolowski with some foul trouble, and that could be a story as we go because that might make it a little bit more open for Michaela Shaw to get on track. Right side with the basketball is going to be shunned off from 15 feet. She enters it inside for Theron Baum. Baum backs in. Shot no good. Shaw with the rebound, her sixth of the game, and they get it on for Riley Morris. Morris hassled. What a great defensive play there by Whitney Colling, forcing the turnover. She comes up with the steal. Now they give it back to Colling. Colling in traffic. Shot won't fall, but she will head to the line. So the Stars right now doing a great job running with the basketball after they force the turnover and just kind of keeping Sandy Creek from getting their offense on track. Sandy Creek only 11 points so far here in the ballgame. The free throw by Colling is off the mark. And the Stars have yet to score from the free throw line. They haven't gotten there a whole lot because Sandy Creek has done a good job not committing a lot of fouls. Really, for the defense these two teams are playing, neither team's in the bonus yet. That's pretty impressive. Colling hits the second free throw. And pressure put on with the dribble is Calhoun, who came in during the timeout. Long skip pass left side for Dixon. And Dixon lost the ball momentarily. They're going to say last touch by Kearney Catholic as it goes out of bounds. And it's below the free throw line, so Sandy Creek will inbound underneath the basket. Well, they called that a kick. That's what they did. They called a kick before it went out of bounds. An air ball put up there by Calhoun. Rebounded by Mestel. Stars on the run. Don't have numbers, but they do have Connor in the corner. Her jumper's no good. And over the back on the rebound was Kayla Shundoff. That'll be the first on Shundoff. So that'll be a one and one. And I think it's going to be Dixon that goes to the line. Yes, it is. So she'll have the front end of a one and one. She is 0 for 2 from the line so far here in the ballgame. So Dixon will try to cut into a 12-point deficit. Largest lead of the game here for Kearney Catholics. Free throw is no good, but it did not hit the rim. Hit the glass, but didn't hit the rim. And so Heinrichs came down with the rebound and then hit the shot because they didn't check her out. But because it didn't hit the rim, it was a dead ball. So Kearney Catholic team rebound, and here comes Mestel in the offensive zone. They'll give it off on that right wing for Whitney Colling. Colling tries to get it inside for Therenbaum. It's going to be tied up. Possession arrow pointing to Sandy Creek as Michaela Shaw was able to tie up the ball with Therenbaum. In for the Stars, going to be Morgan Studi. Again, Kearney Catholic going to go with that full court pressure. Why would they not? It's been working pretty well for him. And with the dribble here is going to be Calhoun. Calhoun helps to enter it on the inside, but there's going to be a push whistled on Kearney Catholic, and I think that might be on Shundoff. So that's now two fouls on Shundoff. And coming in here for Kearney Catholic is going to be Megan Anderson. 3:19 to go here. Second quarter, 23-11. 1-1 here for Sandy Creek. Free throw is no good. And rebounded out of there by Therenbaum. So Dixon couldn't hit the front end of the 1-1. And Mestel now has it in the offensive zone here for Kearney Catholic. Man-to-man as Shaw picks up Baum. And she'll get the ball between the circles for Morgan Studi, checked in during the timeout. Mestel's going to drive the lane, float off glass, rolling around, good. Nice shooter's touch there by Michaela Mestel, who now has 7 in the game. And the Stars with a 14-point lead, 25-11. Long pass by Shaw. She gets it up ahead for Dixon. They've got numbers, but they're going to kick it back and reset the half-court offense. Calhoun's got it on the dribble, right wing. They get it for Dixon. Dixon on that left side for Erica Harris. Harris double-teamed, and then she walked with it. Yeah, she was trying to find a way through there, and she drug her pivot foot, and that'll be unofficially the 17th Sandy Creek turnover of the first half. That really the story of the game. Kearney Catholic has forced 10 more turnovers by Sandy Creek than the Stars have committed, and it's resulted in a 14-point lead here with 2:22 to go before halftime. Mestel facing that man-to-man Cougar defense. And they'll give it off here on the left side for Therenbaum. Baum, double team, but she's able to throw it over the top of the defense. Give it to Connor. Mestel on that right side. Tries to enter it inside for Connor. A couple bodies are on the floor there, but the ball was tipped out of bounds by the Cougars. So tossing it in here is going to be Michaela Mestel. Mestel gets it inside for Therenbaum, and she has the ball knocked out of bounds. Tossing in here is going to be Mestel. Mestel has it go off the hands of Megan Anderson, but Shayla Connor is able to pick it up. They give it left wing now for Whitney Colling, and they're going to play a little give and go here. They'll kick it right back out for Therenbaum. She fires a quick three. No good. Shaw with a rebound, and Shaw double-teamed. I think they're going to tie it up. I thought it was tied up. Now the ball's loose. Sandy Creek coming up with it. Now it goes out of bounds, and last touched by Shayla Connor. And again, the Kearney Catholic coaching staff on their feet. Nice little pause. They are clapping for the effort here with a 1:40 to go. But Sandy Creek's going to have to inbound it. And they'll toss it in. And they're trying to get it on that left wing. They get it in the hands of Erica Harris. Harris gets it out for Shaw. In the lane, a little runner. Now kick back out here for Harris. Back around the perimeter we go. They get it to Calhoun. And Calhoun hits a long two. So Calhoun hits the shot, and now Morgan Studi in the lane, gets it for Anderson, back out for Mestel. She's open for three, a little bit too strong, rebounded by Heinrichs, and Heinrichs will help work the ball up court. Kick on that right side for Devin Calhoun. Calhoun's going to shoot another three from the same spot, different result this time, shot no good, loose ball picked up in the lane. Now on the kick on the left side, jumper no good. Megan Anderson pulls down the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. She'll hand it to Mestel. Less than a minute to go before halftime. Long pass up ahead for Therenbaum, and Baum just had it slip through her hands and out of bounds. Allie Prasoski going to check in here. Calling also into the game. Shaw gets the inbounds, and she's able to dump it right back out here for Calhoun. Calhoun in the lane has the ball knocked loose by Theron Baum, but then picked up down there. Now there's a scrum for it, and Shaw comes up with a loose ball. She'll step up just inside the three-point arc. Jumper no good. Anderson pulls down the rebound, pressured immediately, and they're going to call a hold. So Anderson pulls down the rebound and then was held. So they're going to call the foul on Calhoun. That is just the fifth team foul and just the first here for Calhoun. 25-13, 20 seconds to go. With the dribble is Allie Prasowski. They're working the ball here, you would think, and a little give and go. Anderson cuts, shot no good, but Anderson was fouled. So she'll go to the line and shoot two. That's just the first on Shaw. We're committing a foul. First foul on Shaw. So Anderson to the line. We'll shoot twice here. And the first one's in and out, no good. 13.2 seconds away, and then we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Second free throw by Shaw, by Anderson rather, is on the way after the foul by Shaw. It is up and good. So 13.2 to go here. And they're going to inbound it. We got a little foul, a little contact. Calling Zimmy whistle for the foul. So at the free throw line, Hope Stolik, her free throw is up and no good. And rebounded by Anderson. Anderson snags the rebound, gives it to Prasowski. 4 seconds left. On the dribble here is Whitney Calling. Calling top of the key. Runner off glass, no good. And rebounded at the buzzer. The tip I don't think would have counted if it had fallen. And it's 26-13 at halftime. Stars with the lead. We'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Does saving money interest you? Well, then come into Dunham Sports in Hastings, where you'll find incredible savings on sports equipment and clothing for your entire family. Find more savings online with our weekly online coupons at dunhamsports.com. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Or if you're a coach, sign up for the team plan. Find Dunham's on Facebook for even more offers. Save on everything sporting goods at Dunham Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back. Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. We're in the midst of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Real quick, let's take a look at the numbers here for Sandy Creek. And the one that's going to stand out more than anything else is unofficially IU Sandy Creek with 13 turnovers here in the first half. 13 turnovers in the first half is probably the number that stands out more than anything else. Their leading scorer, as per usual, is Michaela Shaw. Shaw has 6 points here at intermission to go with 7 rebounds, so she's on her way to a traditional double-double. Connor Lowry also has a couple of points. Taylor Heinrichs 2-for-2 from the free throw line. She has 2 points. Devin Calhoun has hit a deuce. She's got 2 points in the ball game. And Krista Johnson with 1 point here at intermission. And for Kearney Catholic, real quick, their numbers look like this. Michaela Mestel has 7 points at intermission. She's not the leading scorer. That honor goes to Theron Baum. Baum has 9 points at intermission. 2 points for Shayla Connor off the bench. Whitney Calling with 1. 4 points for Bailey Sokolowski and 2 for Megan Anderson. We'll total up some more numbers, and we'll talk with Kearney Catholic head boys basketball coach Don Lease. We'll do that as we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders playing host to the GICC early season basketball tournament. A matchup on both the boys and girls side here in the championship between Sandy Creek and Kearney Catholic. The Lady Stars leading at intermission 26-13. Of course, in a little bit, we'll have the boys game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. To talk to us about that a little bit is Kearney Catholic head boys basketball coach Don Lease. And Coach, we were just kind of chatting before we got on the air. I thought they looked pretty good last night.
Yeah, I thought we played real well last night, Randy. We did a lot of good things. Offensively, I thought we moved the ball, real well. They pressed us, and I thought we ran the press breaker pretty good. They surprised me, as far as getting out in a passing lane stuff. They put some pressure on us, and I thought our kids, handled it pretty good. We had a few turnovers, but, you're always going to have some turnovers, especially early on in the season and stuff. But defensively, I thought we played real well. Got into a little bit of foul trouble there right off the bat. But I thought overall we played real well.
Well, you guys kind of handle the press in one thought. I mean, the thought going through my head is, you guys might be able to handle the press because when you practice, you guys practice pressing all the time.
Yep.
You learn the other side of that as well, how to handle the press.
Yep, that's what, that's what I tell them in practice times too, is that, we're going to come out here and we're going to work on a lot of different things as far as our press goes, but we also need to run our press breaker against it. So that way, if teams press us, you know exactly what to do. We have 3 different press breakers, but they're all in the same variation. With this guy either flashes or this guy flashes or this guy cuts. So everybody kind of knows where everybody's going to be. If you do get trapped, hopefully exactly right where everybody's going to be so you can get the ball out to them.
Let's talk a little bit about Sandy Creek, a little bit different game for them, a little bit more low scoring. They won 44-36 yesterday over Wood River. Tell us what you know about the Cougars.
Well, watched them morning on film. We switched with each other and on huddle, so we got to be able to look at that.
You still call it film? It's all on the internet.
Yeah,
it's all digital.
So, but I got a chance to look at him. The Heinrichs kid is really good, and he's one of those guys that's brings the ball up for him, does a lot for him. He takes you off the dribble. They ran some 1-4 set, for him to take some people off the dribble. And last night he shot the ball. Probably average is what I would say. He didn't shoot it real well. Their whole team, I think they only had like 12 or 13 points at halftime, Randy. They just could not throw it in the ocean last night. They missed a lot of easy bunnies and stuff. Wood River played real well, I thought, last night. Their defense was very good. They got after him last night and caused him a little bit of problems getting it inside and stuff, because that's what they like to do. If Heinrichs isn't hitting from the outside, they like to go inside. The Cuda kid inside is really good. Posting up, number 35, he does a great job posting strong for him. And Heinrichs and those guys work good together.
You kind of pointed out Sandy Creek did not shoot real well yesterday. Does it make you a little nervous because teams so rarely shoot poorly two nights in a row?
Exactly, Randy. That's what I was talking to their coach earlier today, and he's like, we just could not throw it in the ocean. I said, well, I saw that, and he's like, man, he goes, I go, but you know what's going to happen tonight, don't you? You're going to be able to hit shots and stuff. So I said, you know, we got to come out and be ready to play. You know, if they hit shots, we got to match them shot for shot.
What's the game plan? You just kind of do what you do, and that is just kind of play that defense and let the chips fall where they may, or is this a little bit different strategy today?
Yeah, you know, we're going to do the same stuff, Randy. We're going to come out and play some man-to-man. We'll play a little bit of zone every once in a while just to throw, you know, a wrinkle here and there in. But, you know, we're pretty much going to come out and do the same things. We just got to, you know, keep an eye on about three or four of their ball players that you know, can shoot the ball and stuff. We're going to, you know, but we're going to try to get up and down the court as much as we can, and hopefully they want to run with us, and we'll see what happens.
You like your odds in a running game?
Yes. Yeah.
It's what you do. Like I say, you just kind of do what you do. Hey, Coach Lease, appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. That's Don Lease, head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in the local Yellow Pages. We'll take one last time out. We'll give you some final numbers, and we'll start the third quarter right after this timeout.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic High School. And I'm taking a look at my numbers because I'm off somewhere by three, and I'll have to figure out where they're at here. Again, for Michaela Messler, she got 7 points in intermission. Shayla Connor with 3, 1 for Whitney Calling, 9 for Therenbaum, 4 for Bailey Sokolowski, and Megan Anderson with 2 points. Again, for Sandy Creek, 2 for Lowry, 2 for Heinrichs, 6 for Shaw, 1 for Krista Johnson, and 2 for Devin Calhoun. We'll tip off the third quarter right after this timeout.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow, and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
Appreciate it. And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Again, the Stars lead it at intermission 26-13. And it will be Kearney Catholic basketball to start the third quarter. And again, the Stars come in rated number 5 in the state, Sandy Creek number 3. And the first couple minutes, probably the third quarter, are going to be crucial for both these teams' hopes of coming away with an early season victory. Stars passing around the perimeter. Right now, Sandy Creek going man-to-man. Skip pass for Prostowski. She's going to drive, penetrate, and she's going to be hit on the arm as she puts up the shot. They're going to give the foul to number 35, Taylor Heinrichs. And Prasowski is going to go line and shoot two. And the first one by Prasowski is up and good. Prasowski, first points of the game here for her. She was leading scorer yesterday against Lincoln Lutheran. She had 17 points in the ball game. Second free throw up and good. So she hits two free throws. Maybe that'll get her going a little bit. She's a real streaky shooter. Long pass on that right side tip, but Heinrichs has it now. The entry pass knocked away by Therenbaum into the hands of Sokolowski. And now the 14th turnover on Sandy Creek. And in transition, Prosowski puts up a shot, misses it, gets the rebound, gives it inside, a little shovel to Theron Baum, and Baum will hit the bucket. Nice play there by Prosowski. She had a good look at the basket on the shot, got the rebound, and then the pass. So she did three things really well on that possession. Pass into the corner to Krista Johnson, and that's going to be a held ball over there as that Kearney Catholic defense forces another alternating possession, and the basketball is going to be inbounded here by the Cougars. They work it around the perimeter. Johnson throws it off on that left side. Now they have to give it top of the circle here for Connor Lowry. Back around left wing for Dixon. Dixon throws into the corner, and on the dribble is Heinrichs. Heinrichs going to kick it right back out for Lowry. Lowry for three, in and out and no good. And Dixon comes up with it. And Theron Baum, uncomfortable. I'm not sure what happened. She was on the ground for a little bit. She's moving slowly. And the Kearney Catholic coaching staff, I think, shooting a few looks at the officials, and they're going to have a quick conversation with them as they come by about the contact in underneath on Theron Baum. No foul called there. They get it off left side to Connor. And I didn't see it, so I don't know if there was a foul there. Melstone kicks it back out for Sokolowski, who will fire a three. Good-looking shot, but it will not fall, and Lowry will snag the rebound for Sandy Creek. Cougars on the run, trying to connect with Shaw, and Shaw couldn't quite come up with the ball quick enough. She knocked it down, grabbed it, but when she kind of did that jump stop to grab the ball, her foot was on the sideline, and it'll be the 20th turnover on Sandy Creek, and a quick pass up ahead, and Theron Baum lays it up and in. She's got 13 in the game. So the Stars offensively scoring in transition, and their shooting percentage today very good as a result. Dixon will give it off on that right wing for Heinrichs. Entry pass inside for Shaw. Shaw has to alter her shot over the top of Baum, and Shaw hits it anyway. She's got 8 in the game. 32-15, long pass up ahead, and it is off the fingertips of Theron Baum and out of bounds. So the Stars turned it over for the 9th time compared to 20 for Sandy Creek. And the Stars in pretty tall cotton here. They lead it 32-15, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. And with the inbounds, they have the opportunity to put their full court press on. Shaw will throw it over the top of it, give it to Amanda Skalka, and they'll give it back out here for Shaw. Shaw now for Lowry. Stars going with a little 2-3 zone here. Entry pass back and in is Shaw. Shaw has it held up. Baum did a good job defensively, and then Michaela Mestel came in on a quick little double team, and Mestel was able to tie it up. Alternating possessions will hand the ball to the Stars. So Mestel in that offensive zone. Cougars going man-to-man, and Shayla Connor cutting through the back door, but through that pressure, she lost the ball. Shaw comes up with it. She's going to dribble through traffic, and she'll hit a little baseline jumper. She's got 10 in the game. 32, now 17. Lead down to 15. Stars led by as many as 20 in the ball game. They lob it inside for Theron Baum. Baum with a catch and a step, and she is hit on the arm by Taylor Heinrichs. Heinrichs was in pretty good position there. She was in pretty good position. If she just would have maintained that position, she kind of gave it up to close ground. She didn't really need to do that because Baum was coming to her. So Baum misses the first two free throws. Second free throw on the way, and no good. Rebounded by Heinrichs. So she pulls down her second rebound of the game. Dangerous pass, and it was last touched by Bailey Sokolowski. So Shaw couldn't get her hands on it, but it was last touched by Sokolowski. And Heinrichs is going to toss it in here for Lowry. Lowry across the timeline, gives it top of the circle for Shaw, gives it right side for Skalka. And now Connor Lowry has her shot deflected and into the hands of Whitney Colling. So Colling comes up with it, gives it to Prosowski, throws it to Connor on the baseline, looking for a cutter. They get it down low for Whitney Colling. Colling in the land of the Giants. She'll dribble through there, kick it out to Prosowski, gives it inside for Bailey Sokolowski, and Sokolowski gets the bucket and the foul. So Sokolowski now with 6 in the game, and she'll have a chance to add to it here as she'll have a opportunity to finish a 3-point play. Free throw was a little bit short and rebounded by Shaw. Shaw on the bounce, picked up there by Connor. And Krasowski is able to tie up the basketball. They passed it on the right side to Skalka. And as soon as Skalka made the catch, Krasowski was right there, right in her grill. Alternating possession will give the ball to the Cougars with 4:25 to go, third quarter. 34-17, Kearney Catholic with the lead over Sandy Creek. On the dribble, right side, Shaw. Shaw, bounce pass in the lane here for Hope Sobota, who checked in. She lost the basketball, and Bailey Sokolowski comes up with it. On the dribble now, Mestel. Mestel in the lane, and her pass is going to go off the hands of Megan Anderson and out of bounds. So we just kind of swap turnovers here. I think Anderson was starting to think, all right, she's going to float and shoot, so I'll get rebounding position. And instead, the pass came, and it surprised Anderson a little bit. Skalka works it in. They get it over here for Devin Calhoun. Calhoun, top of the circle here for Skalka. Left wing again here for Calhoun. As there's pretty good pressure being put on, passes tipped. Sokolowski comes up with it, and then she loses it right back to Skalka, so they maintain possession. Entry pass on the inside. What a great pass! And then Hendricks is able to hit the shot. Good pass. I think that was Calhoun who made that pass. Driving the baseline is going to be calling. A little floater, no good. Rebound goes to the Cougars. Snagging the bound there is Hope Sobota. And she'll dribble through traffic, bring it in the offensive zone. She has it in the lane and has it blocked. And they're going to call it a walk. So Anderson was able to block it right into the hands of Sobota. And Sobota took a couple extra steps with it at that point. So both a block and a turnover, both working against Sandy Creek here. Mestel in the offensive zone. Pretty good pressure being put on here by Fike. Down low, calling, jumper up, good. Just kind of crept through there, and she hits a little jumper, and it's 36-19, and we've got a block on Kearney Catholic on the inbounds. That'll be on Mestel. That's two now on Mestel. So three fouls whistled against Sandy Creek here in the third quarter. That's the first on Kearney Catholic. On that left side with the dribble is Fike. Ball's on the ground. Kearney Catholic comes up with it, and then there's going to be a foul. Calling had it and was basically on the ground and bounced it over to Morgan Studi. And apparently Studi did not come up with it, as it's going to be Hendricks who inbounds it and gets it back, but she never got back in the field of play quick enough. She inbounded it, and they passed it right back to her, and she was just a little bit too slow coming inbounds, apparently. So they turn it over. That's a little bit of an unforced error. And now left side calling. We'll work it inside now for Theron Baum, and Baum's going to be whistled for the foul. She lost the ball and tried to get it back, and she was a little bit too aggressive in doing so. So Theron Baum is going to be called for the hold. That's only two on Baum with 2:37 to go here in the third quarter. On the inbounds, they give it to Shaw. Shaw is going to dribble through traffic. Now they've got three-on-two numbers. She's going to pull up to the free throw line, rattle it in and out. No good. Rebound by Mestel. Mestel now, she's going to dribble through traffic. She takes it down the sideline, tries to throw it on the inside, and bad pass, and it's picked up by Hendricks. And Hendricks now will give it off on the right wing. Dribbling through is Calhoun. Gives it to Shaw. Shaw thought about the three. Now she'll give it on that left elbow for Sobota. And now they'll work it back around the perimeter. Shaw's got it. And now they'll just give it right back out here for Calhoun. Reset the offense. A little ball fake as they pass it to Fike. And then Fike lost it into the hands of Studi. And the Stars want to run. And they throw it a little bit too far. Intercepted by Sobota. And so the Cougars will have it. And a little ragged play here at the moment. Quick jumper on that right side by Calhoun. The three is no good. And they're going to say it was partially deflected by Kearney Catholic, so it's out of bounds off the Stars. And Mestel saying, who'd that touch? And the officials apparently have a satisfactory answer for themselves anyway, because Sandy Creek's going to inbound it on their own baseline. Erica Harms is going to come in here for Sandy Creek. And they'll give it off here on the left side for Calhoun. Works it back around the perimeter to Fike. She's got it between the circles. Double team put on her. Great pressure. And Sokolowski is able to pick up the tipped pass and the 25th turnover on Sandy Creek here in the ballgame. Kick on the right side for Sokolowski. Top of the key here for Therrenbaum. Baum dribbles, dumps it back, top of the key for Sokolowski. Now they'll kick it over in the corner for Baum for three. It's no good. Up high for the rebound is Shayla Connor, and she'll get it on the inside for Therrenbaum. Baum steps through, and she has the shot blocked and out of bounds. She thought there was a foul there, but just kind of shoots a little smile. Kearney Catholic's going to maintain the possession. They inbound it for Prosowski. Prosowski open for three, and she hits the three. She just walked over to the corner and waited for the inbounds from Mestel, caught and shot. And she was open and didn't have to do anything really hard except stroke that one in. Long pass up ahead goes through the hands of Harms, and picking it up here is going to be Sokolowski. Another Sandy Creek turnover. That's 26 now that I total up all my little ditto marks and everything. Left side with it is Prosowski, top of the key. Here's Baum for another three. No good. Gets her own rebound, and she'll get it to Sokolowski. Sokolowski bumped on the baseline. Yeah, they're going to call that little push there on Fike. And it is 39-19. Now, if you told me Kearney Catholic is going to win this game before they started, I can live with that. You know, they're number five in the state. Sandy Creek's number three. Not surprised who would have won this, but this is very surprising. On the inbounds, Bailey Sokolowski, a little bunny hook there, and she hits the shot, and it's 41-19. And another Sandy Creek turnover. Loose ball picked up here by the Stars. On the dribble here is going to be Mestel. Mestel gives it left side for Therrenbaum. 9 seconds left. Baum in the lane. Baum has her shot blocked, and that's going to be a jump ball with 5.7 to go. That was great defense there by Michaela Shaw. And I have that being three blocks for her on the night. Mestel to inbound. They'll toss it in to Sokolowski, top of the key. And she'll give it to Baum in the lane. Baum, 2 seconds left, lays it up and in. Nice little pass from the high post down to the low post. And everything Kearney Catholic is doing is turning into magic. They lead it 43-19 as we head to the fourth quarter when we come back right after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. And if you're a student of body language, you had a nice little lesson just now between the third and the fourth quarters. You can just kind of tell from how Sandy Creek's just kind of standing and talking and just communicating with each other that they are just dazed and shocked. And to be honest with you, I'm a bit surprised too, because Kearney Catholic is controlling this one 43-19. They get it inside to number 43 on the inbounds. Shaw now kicks it back out, and the pass is stolen away by Mestel. Mestel with the steal. Mestel weaves through traffic. She's going to lay it up and in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 27 turnovers on Sandy Creek. Clicklow running on that right side, and Taylor Heinrichs has the first 2 points of the fourth quarter here for the Cougars. It's 45-21. Kearney Catholic in control. They're going to come away with the championship of the early season tournament here at Grand Island Central Catholic. Entry pass inside for Shayla Connor. Connor hit on the bodies. They put up the shot. And again, you can compare and contrast Sandy Creek's body language between quarters and Kearney Catholic. They huddled up. They moved chairs around. They're all engaged. Everybody was leaning in to listen to the coaches. It just is a different vibe right now for Kearney Catholic and Sandy Creek. But it's early. Sandy Creek's free throw up and, Shayla Connor's free throw is up and good. By early, I mean early in the season. too late in this game. But Sandy Creek will get better. As long as Russ Neinmeyer's over there wearing his sweater vest, they're going to get better. They work it back around. They kick it back out for Mestel off the miss. Long rebound. It's going to be picked up in the backcourt by Mestel. Mestel dribbles down the sideline, brings in the offensive zone, kicks right side for Therenbaum, tries to enter it inside for Mestel. It's off the mark and stolen away there by Morgan Dixon. Dixon's going to help kick it up right side for Shaw. Shaw, great pass in the lane. Making the catch is Hendricks. Hendricks is able to hit the shot, and she's got four in the quarter. That makes it 46-23. 6:50 to go here, fourth quarter. Stars, don't mind taking a little time here with the possession. They haven't done that a lot because they've been able to kind of score in transition and work their offense quickly. Prusowski with the dribble, gives it right side for Sokolowski. Back to Prusowski, top of the key. Her three, no good. Rebounded by Shaw. Shaw, little ball fake, and now she's going to hand the ball back out to one of her guards, Riley Morris. Back to Shaw across the timeline. Good pass there to Hendricks, and Hendricks, her shot's off the mark, but she is fouled. So Shaw got it near midcourt, stepped and fired a chest pass all the way down to the low block through, I don't want to say traffic, because it was a good pass in a nice little passing lane there, and Shaw just does such a great job of seeing the court. And Hendricks is going to benefit from it because she ran the floor, she hustled, and then she got fouled, and she's hit the first two free throws. Those little things like that for Sandy Creek, that's what they got to really concentrate on this game, Phil. And the things that they did wrong, too, they'll learn from it. They'll get better, no question about it. Second free throw rebounded by Sokolowski off of the miss. Sandy Creek's going to be there at the end of the year is what I'm trying to say. Quick little pass to the elbow, and Sokolowski is able to bank it in. And she now has 10 in the game, but then they turn it over. Prusowski comes up with it, gives it for Mestel. Mestel in the lane, shot no good. Prusowski fighting for the rebound, can't come up with it. It's Lowry. Lowry's got it. Nice little behind-the-back dribble and trying to reach around, trying to get the ball with Prusowski, and she's going to be a whistle for the foul. So four fouls whistled on Kearney Catholic, five against Sandy Creek. 5:50 to go here, fourth quarter. And from the left elbow, Michaela Shaw hits a quick little jumper from about 17 feet just beyond the free throw line. They get it to the line by Baum. And Baum has it knocked down by Shaw. They force the turnover. And here come the Cougars on the run. Shaw's got it now on the baseline. Little ball fake, steps through, and she's fouled by Sokolowski. Well, early on in the game when it was really tight, Sokolowski was calling for a couple of quick fouls, and I thought that might be an opening here for Sandy Creek. You get Sokolowski out of there. Shaw might get in kind of a little rhythm, but that really just not hasn't happened as a team, although Shaw, she's getting her point. She's got 13 here in the ballgame. And she usually lets the game come to her. She doesn't try to force anything. I haven't seen her force a shot yet today, or in her career for that matter. Free throw's on the way, and it's good. That makes it now 48-28. 5:27 to go here in the ball game. Kaylee Fike checks in here for Sandy Creek. And Michaela Mestel will get the inbounds from Sokolowski. They bring it across the timeline. The clock was going to start ticking down here. Sokolowski gives it off on the right wing for Morgan Studi. Back around the perimeter. They skip it over there to Mestel. Mestel throws the top of the zone in the lane for Sokolowski. Sokolowski's going to drive, and she's going to draw the body contact by Morgan Dixon, and Dixon's going to whistle for the foul. And Sokolowski will go to the line and shoot two. And so many of those players for Kearney Catholic understand that when it's time to drive, they space out the floor very well. And Sokolowski got the ball there from the elbow and really started driving immediately to attack that defense. The free throws, both of them by Sokolowski, are up and good. 50-28, 5:06 to go, near midcourt. They trap the ball, and in trouble over there is going to be Fike. So Russ Neinmeyer calls a timeout. He calls a timeout here with 5:02 to go, fourth quarter. It's 50-28, Kearney Catholic in control. Sandy Creek will inbound. We come back after this.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Well, don't forget, about 15 minutes after the conclusion of this game, we'll have coverage of the boys' game, Kearney Catholic and Sandy Creek, for the boys' championship of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. And then after we get done with that, we'll have a little bit of a downtime, but then we'll have coverage of Tri-City Storm hockey right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as the Storm are on Classic Hits tonight, because on the breeze, coverage already underway of the Big Ten championship game down in Indianapolis. I guess I shouldn't say down, over in Indianapolis. So Sandy Creek's going to inbound it here. They still have a couple timeouts if they want to use them. And they'll get it off on that right corner in the hands of Hendricks. Hendricks will kick it off, a little penetration here by Calhoun. Her jumper is no good. Mestel pulls down the rebound for the Stars. And here comes Kearney Catholic in transition. They get it to Megan Anderson. Anderson has her shot blocked by Shaw and picked up by Hendricks. So Hendricks, give her credit for a rebound and Shaw a block. And now Shaw will bring it across with a pass to Hendricks across the timeline. Good pressure put on the basketball. So around the perimeter we go here. They'll give it to Calhoun. Calhoun throws it in the corner. Trying to step through there is Hendricks, and now they enter it in, but the pass knocked away by Anderson. They tried to get it into Shaw, but it was knocked away by Anderson into the hands of Sokolowski, and that is now 30 turnovers on Sandy Creek. Mestel, top of the key, just playing a little catch there with Sokolowski. Anderson in the lane. Anderson shoots over the top of Shaw. It's no good, and rebounded by Morgan Dixon. And that's going to be Dixon's fifth rebound of the game. But the pass going to be stolen away by Studi, who gives it to Colling. Colling left-handed layup, good. So give an assist to Studi after she forces the 31st turnover of the game. And Studi almost forced another one here off the inbounds. Ball's knocked out of bounds. And Theron Bellum is going to check back in here for Kearney Catholic. The Cougars make some substitutions in there as well as Krista Johnson back into the ball game. It appears the Cougars are going to go with a little bit of a zone here. And we got a timeout, Kearney Catholic. Just as they inbounded it, Rick Petrie decides he wants to call a little timeout here. With 3:39 to go in the ballgame, it's 52-28. Stars in control. They'll inbound. We come back.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Again, one of those interesting moments during the timeout. Russ Neinmeier has his arm over one of his players, just kind of talking to her and encouraging her. Crystal Hasenstab talking to the team, and Jeremy Bohr is talking to one of the officials. All of them doing their own little job, all of them having their own little responsibilities. And again, you want to know a little bit about the coaching ability of Russ Neinmeier. That timeout will do it. The important thing, and I won't say which player it is, but he just has his arm over one of his players and just kind of talking to her and understanding, hey, this game is a game. Building people lasts a lifetime, and you've got a long season. You know, you learn from this, and you just get better. So Kearney Catholic has the opportunity to inbound it here. They lead it 52-28 with 3:39 to go here in the ballgame in a surprising lopsided game. Inbounded for Studi. Studi gives it back out for Sokolowski. She kicks it inside for Theron Baum, and that's going to be either a walk or a held ball. And Shaw forced the held ball there. Alternating possessions will let Kearney Catholic inbound it. And they'll inbound it underneath their own basket. Mestel to toss it in and give it in for Sokolowski. Sokolowski will fire the three, and she'll bank it in. I did not hear her call glass, but we're not playing horse, so she doesn't have to. 55-28. Stars have nearly doubled up Sandy Creek. And, I can believe they won, but I can't believe that they've been able to force 30-some-odd turnovers here. And they force yet another turnover. And as Colling was dribbling away with it, Hope Swoboda fell down and clipped her shoes, so they're going to call the foul. And Colling will go to the line for a 1-1. Had Colling not fallen down, it would have been a layup and not been a foul, even though it had been the exact same contact. Free throw up and good. Second free throw, rolls around, rebounded by Shaw. And she'll kick it up here for Hope Swoboda. Swoboda brings in the offensive zone, gives off on the right side here for Fike. Fike's pass, stolen away by Kayla Shundoff. And the Stars get their hands back on it. Inside of 3 minutes to go. Great little give and go, and Mestel hits the shot. She threw the ball on the wing, got it right back from Therenbaum, went in there and laid it up and in, and she was hit on the arm as she did so. That was pretty basketball. Good spacing there for Kearney Catholic. And Mestel will try to finish off a three-point play. So Mestel's free throw rattles in. She's got 12 in the game, and it's 59-28. Left wing, Krista Johnson. Johnson gives it to Hope Swoboda. Swoboda is going to be tied up. Alternating possession. Allow Sandy Creek to keep possession of it here. I'm starting to run out of marks here for my alternating possession on my scorebook. A lot of held balls here. Swoboda, left wing for Johnson. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Now top of the key. It's Swoboda. It gets it inside. And a nice strong drive there by Michaela Shaw. And Shaw fouled. So she'll shoot two. As Therenbaum picks up her fourth personal foul. Not a major issue when your team's up by 31 points with 2:25 to go. Free throw was up and good. During the first timeout, the four non-shooters come over and talk with Coach Neinmeyer. And after the free throw, he sends them to their respective positions as Shaw hits another free throw. 59-30, 2:19 to go. Shundoff on that left side kicks it for Prasoski into the corner. Here's Mestel. She looks inside for Shundoff. Shundoff will back in, shoot it off glass, hung on the rim but won't fall. And Shaw comes up with a rebound. She'll get it up ahead here for Swoboda. So here come the Cougars on the run. In transition, ball fake by Hendricks. Hendricks shot off glass, no good. And the rebound out of bounds. The official underneath the basket wasn't sure where it was, so they're going to call it a Cougar basketball here. Anna Novacek checking in. So is Nicole Bailey for Sandy Creek. Stars do make one substitution as McKenna Butler checks into the game. Butler's going to pressure the ball here a little bit as it's dribbled by Johnson. Back around the perimeter we go here for Fike. Fike has it, and it is thrown away as Michaela Mestel comes up with it. And we got a timeout for Kearney Catholic, I think in part so he can bring in Maddie Squires for the final minute and a half so of the ball game. 59-30. Stars with the lead. They also have the timeout and the basketball. We'll be back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Butler checks into the game, and she's going to inbound the basketball to Michelle Messbarger, who also came in here for Kearney Catholic. They'll give it off on the right side for Maddie Squires and the freshman. Good-looking shot, and no good. Offensive rebound, and that's Kayla Shundoff with a rebound and a bucket to make it 61-30. Minute 20 to go here. And with the pass is Hope Sobota. Long pass, and it is off the mark and turned over. And then we got a foul on the Cougars as they try to get the ball back. So that'll stop the clock here, as that's now 9 team fouls. As Skalka is whistled for the foul. Checking in for Callie Oprick, coming in here for Kearney Catholic. And Butler's at the free throw line. Hangs on the rim. Shot no good. Couple of stars fighting for the rebound. Coming up with it is Squires. Squires will pass it back out here for Oprick. And they'll get it inside. And we got a foul or a walk. I think it's going to be a foul in there. McKenna Butler is going to go line and shoot two. And it's going to be a push on Erica Harms. So Butler will shoot twice with 1:08 to go here in the ballgame. And the first one's good. Now 10 team fouls on Sandy Creek, so Annie, that was a shooting foul, but any foul from here on out will be two shots. Second free throw up and good for Butler, so she's got a couple points in the ballgame. And Amanda Skalka brings in the offensive zone. She'll kick out on the right side here for Sobota. Back around the perimeter for Skalka. Skalka gives it off left wing for Sobota. Sobota, long jumper, no good. Rebounded by Skalka. She comes out of there with it, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Sobota gives it off left side. They can't handle it over there. And in a little bit of trouble there is going to be Nicole Bailey, and she's able to pass through it. Skalka now has it right wing. Over for Sobota. Skip pass, going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by McKenna Butler. Butler makes the steal, tries to pass it up ahead to Messbarger. It was actually knocked out of bounds by one of the Cougars. And Mackenzie Smith's going to check into the game here for the Stars, and so is Brooke Muesch. And Muesch open in the corner, but they're going to bounce pass it in the lane, and it's off the hands of Maddie Squires and out of bounds. Pretty good defense there. Somebody's going to have to track down the basketball that's now finding its way to the other end of the court. With 30.6 to go here in the ball game, Stars with a 63-30 lead. Sandy Creek with the basketball. Bounce pass right side for Skalka. Right back out for Sobota. Round the perimeter we go. Left wing, Harms has it. Long jumper by Harms, no good. Saved, but into the hands of Michelle Messbarger. She'll pass it up the head to Mackenzie Smith, and Smith misses the layup. It rolls out of there, and coming up with it is going to be Harms. So Harms snags the bound here for Sandy Creek. 5 seconds left. Right wing for Skalka. Skalka back to Harms. And good pressure put on there by Mackenzie Smith. Can't get the shot off. And so your final score is Kearney Catholic 63 and Sandy Creek 30. So the fifth-ranked Stars defeat the third-ranked Cougars 63-30. Again, it's amazing the margin of the victory here for Kearney Catholic. Not overly surprised that the Stars won. I wouldn't have been surprised if Sandy Creek won, so you tell me, how surprised am I that the margin is 33 points. Kearney Catholic's very impressive today with a 63-30 win over Sandy Creek. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. Let's give you some of the numbers that we have here in our Misco Sports Post Game Report. Misco's, get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And We'll have a little bit of an extended period between games here because, well, it's a championship game. So first of all, we have to take the team picture with the plaque before we let the boys have the court here. And in a little bit, we'll have Sandy Creek and Kearney Catholic in boys basketball as well. Let's look at our numbers here. We'll begin, first of all, for Sandy Creek, led, as usual, by Michaela Shaw. Shaw finished with 16 points and 11 rebounds unofficially. That's what I have her with. So she has a double-double, complete with four blocks and about three assists as well. So another solid performance here by Shaw. Taylor Henricks, also a solid game, especially in the second half, where she scored 7 of her 9 points. Then 2 points off the bench for Devin Calhoun, 2 for Connor Lowry, and 1 for Krista Johnson. Sandy Creek trailed at the end of one quarter, 14-9. Stars led at intermission, 26-13. Never look back as Kearney Catholic wins this one, 63-30. For Kearney Catholic, they had 3 starters in double figures tonight. Theron Baum with 15, Bailey Sokolowski also with 15, and Michaela Nestle finished with 12 in the game. Allie Prasoski, another solid effort. She finished with 5 points tonight. And then Shayla Connor off the bench, she finished with 5. 5 for Whitney Colling, 2 for Kayla Shundoff, 2 for McKenna Butler, and Megan Anderson also with 2 points to go with 6 rebounds as well. So Kearney Catholic trailed in the first part of the first quarter, took a 5-point lead at the end of one quarter. They led at halftime, 26-13, as they never allowed Sandy Creek to score in double figures in any period except the fourth period, where they scored 11, and Kearney Catholic scored 14, 12, 17, and 20 points in the four quarters of their game. As the Stars are now 2-0 on the season, Sandy Creek falls to 1-1, and the Stars come away with the championship here in the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament, a final of 63-30. Well, we're going to send it back to the studios for a little while. We'll have a little musical interlude, and then in about 10, 12 minutes or so, we'll be back with coverage of the pregame for Kearney Catholic and Sandy Creek in boys basketball. Once again, the final end of the girls' championship of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. It was the Stars 63 and the Sandy Creek Cougars 30. We'll be back with Kearney Catholic and Sandy Creek on the boys' finals in about 12, 15 minutes or so. Until then, we'll send it back to the studios.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.